Okay, guys, so, well, it's 9:30 past something. So it's my great pleasure to invite you here for the RDC 2010, the Speaker and Language Recognition Workshop. And I will do a couple of opening remarks. Then we will have the first invited speaker, and then we will just go on with the technical program. So I'm Honza Černocký, one of the ODC co-chairs, while my other co-chair, Lukáš Burget, is probably still sleeping, as usually. Okay, so let me open with some historical remarks. I am really glad that this event is happening, because, you know, 21 years back we had these big historical changes in Czech. So I was looking for a photo, which event would be here if we didn't have these changes, and I just found this. So I prefer my organizing committee and my faculty and DUT representatives more than this organizing committee. Okay. So that was just for the historical perspective. Then a couple of words about Brno, where you have been there from the weekend, so you know already something. So if, hierarchically, we are in Europe, Czech Republic, and this region is called South Moravia, with lots of good wine, which I hope you'll be enjoying this Wednesday afternoon and night. This is the second largest city of Czech Republic, and it's a big university city. So we have shifted from heavy industry and of machinery and textile to lighter technologies and to universities. So there are 5 big universities with around 80,000 students. So we can feel when there is academic year with all the students in Brno or when it is not. Then we have a couple of famous guys that were either born here or worked here. So Kurt Gödel was the famous logician, and the E112 room where we are bears his name. Then Viktor Kaplan was not really IT guy, but he developed one of the very efficient designs of water turbines. So maybe it's thanks to him that we have sufficient power for our computing clusters. Then Johann Gregor Mendel, you might have heard about him, was the founder of the genetics. And then going farther from technology, we have Leoš Janáček. So whoever likes modern music of the first half of 20th century probably knows him and his operas. Okay, so we are at the campus of Faculty of Information Technology. This is a place with rich history. So it was the first building actually in this part of the city that is called Královo Pole or King's Field, and it was a Carthusian monastery with origins in 12th century. So if you look at the thickness of the walls in the old part, you would notice they have 1 meter or something like this. Very nice to drill Ethernet connections. So it changed in 18th century with the reforms in Austria-Hungarian monarchy, because they did some savings of the state, and they gave this monastery to the army. So then the army was here throughout 2 centuries. It just changed its name depending on the state and on the political situation that was here in place. And it was given to BUT in the 60s of 20th century. Then the new things came with the creation of FIT, of Faculty of Information Technology, that was started in 2002. And the place was completely reconstructed in 2007 with more than or almost 1 billion crowns investment. So that's why we can enjoy this beautiful campus. Okay, now I have a long section of thanks. So the first thanks, well, a teacher conference must go to the sponsors. You need that ADC is ISCA tutorial and research workshop. So we thank ISCA as the speech organization for supporting us. Then big thanks must go to the faculty for giving us all these spaces for free, actually. So thanks to the Faculty of Information Technology. We have technical sponsorship of IEEE Czechoslovakia section. So you can notice that this is still Czechoslovakia section, because unlike Czechoslovakia, the IEEE section didn't split in 2 parts. And we have two companies sponsoring the conference. So Phonexia is actually closely affiliated with our group, producing some speech processing systems. And Lingia is the producer of electronic and printed dictionaries. Actually, the companies will have their days. So tomorrow we will be have the opportunity to see some Phonexia representative. And the day after tomorrow, we will have someone from Lingia here if you want to buy more dictionaries, etc. Then my second round of thanks goes to the organizing committee. So I wouldn't name all these guys, but I would name Nico Brümmer, who's sitting just next to me, because he was the organizer of the last ADC in Stellenbosch and was really a great help with like all the little details that the conference organizers should not forget about. Then we have the scientific committee. So these were the tough guys that were reviewing the papers. So thanks to all these people. And a special thanks to Andreas Scholke for help with some papers where we needed sort of peer review. So he really greatly helped with this. Then, well, my thanks go to BUT speech group. This is because of these guys that this thing is actually happening. And among these people, there is this guy with the coffee cup, Lukáš Burget, our scientific director. So he's actually the main driving force behind our group. And there is this guy, I don't see him, Pavel Matejka. Oh, he's there. Actually, he's the coordinator of our systems in speaker and language recognition evaluations. So great thanks to Paya. And then we have the local organizing committee. And I must especially thank Silva Otáhlová. Silva, stand up. So she is financial coordinator not only of this conference, but also of our group. Then Renata, our research manager. Actually, finances and visa is the selection of the most important duties these girls had with the conference. Otherwise, there were like thousands other tasks. And Pepa Žižka, he did the conference webpage. This is the homemade stuff, so actually it doesn't have the standard 40 degrees, but 56 or something like that. And also I would like to thank ALCI agency for organizing the weekend activities and social events for us. So for the social events, I couldn't help myself and add some pictures from Saturday. Where from Sunday it was the standard stuff, UK, the caves, you know, you can find it in touristic Bedeker or wherever, but Saturday afternoon, we were in the rope center, so these were the brave people being there. And then I have one snap of flying Najim. So this is Najim Dehak, and I would maybe call it flying I-vectors or something like this. He finally almost made it. Where is Najim? And he's alive, you see. Okay, next thanks go to the creator of this logo of the conference, and those who joined the trip yesterday know him, because actually it's my younger son, Adam, who does him. I first thought about inviting him to this opening session, but then he would talk, not me, because he's talking all the time. Well, whoever was yesterday in Moravský Kras knows it. And then I would like to thank our invited speakers. So Michael Jessen is here and he will give the first talk. Patrick Kenny will actually challenge us with some mathematics, I hope. And then David Balding will speak not about speech, but about DNA. And I think we could establish some interesting links between our fields of interest. And then, well, the very last thanks go to you, so to the authors of the papers. We have 43 papers in the regular sessions, and to your attendees, we have 128 registered people. Okay, then I have two people from the university and from the faculty, so I would like to ask Professor Michal Kotol, who is the Vice Rector for the Development of Science and Research of BUT, to give us some welcome message.
Good morning, everybody. It's really my great pleasure and honor to be here and to welcome you in Brno, not only on my not only as vice rector for research and development, but also on account of rector of university, Professor Rice, who unfortunately couldn't make an appearance because he's outside Brno today. Anyway, I'd like to thank the organizers who actually makes possible to host the Odyssey 2010 speaker and language recognition workshop in this lovely scenic place. Just allow me to say a couple words about our university. Czech Brno University of Technology, with its 8 faculties and 1 university institute, is second largest university in Czech Republic and offers research and education, of course, in most engineering areas, ranging from mechanical engineering to electrical communication and information technologies up to chemical and civil and architecture engineering. I'd like to point out that in spite of these faculties, the youngest one is really a cornerstone of the Brno University of Technology. Now, perhaps a couple of words of the profile of university. With 1/3 of budget coming from external resources supporting science and research, we can aspire to be recognized as a research university, in fact. And as a such university, strongly support tight relationship between research on one side and education on the other side. And quite recently, second rows is emerging, especially technology transfer within the high-tech oriented industry. And we promote intensive relationship of our researchers with various commercial entities in as wide spectrum of activities as possible. So now just let me thanks again to organizers who have brought this international event to Brno, and also to the companies, Fenexia Lingea, who actually provides some financial support, which makes organizing this event, which I hope will be very helpful for high recognition of the Faculty of Information Technology. In the end, just I wish you the successful course of conference, many stimulating discussions, establishing new fruitful contacts, and of course, I hope you will enjoy staying in our city. Thank you.
So the second welcome goes from Professor Tomáš Hruška. He's the Vice Dean for Research and PhD Study here at the Faculty.
Yes, good morning, everybody. First of all, I would like to welcome you here in our Faculty. Our Faculty history, our Faculty has eight years this year, and I think that the speech recognition and speaker and language recognition has relative reach broad here, and I hope that it will be prolonged also in the next years. I'm very glad that this faculty can organize this important and, from our point of view, relative big conference with international participation here. I hope that our contact in these branches will broad and also prolong in the future. Once more, I wish you a big success to this conference, and once more I welcome you here. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Tomáši. Thank you very much. Okay, and Let me just conclude with a couple of practical remarks on the organization. So where you are is the E112 Kurt Gödel room. This is the main venue. Then we will have also the two other rooms that are booked for the conference. So we will have in the E104, this is over there, the audiovisual feed from here. So if you want to listen a little bit to the conference and in the same time have a conversation with someone, this is available. And the E105 is also available. This is a quiet room where you can work on your emails, have a private meeting, or etc. Just a small remark, these two other rooms won't be available later this afternoon because we have the welcome reception. So I think our standard coffee breakers move there and the caterers will prepare their stuff in E105. So in this afternoon, the two additional rooms will not be open. Then important remark on the timing of the sessions. So the sessions will start as they are scheduled in the technical program. The nominal length of a presentation plus discussion is 30 minutes, but you know that ADC is a mono-track or mono-session conference, so we have some more flexibility within one session. That's why we have decided that actually if the presentation is shorter, there is no need to wait to the scheduled time. We can begin the following presentation sooner. On the other hand, if the speaker has something to say and if the discussion is interesting, it would be a pity to cut it exactly in half an hour, so we can allow for more time, let's say with a hard limit of 40 minutes. And the decisions will be up to the session chairs. So Liz actually was asking me what will be the session chair's tasks. So in addition to the standard ones like inviting speakers, etc., this is the deciding on the importance of what is going on and on the quality of the discussion. So quite challenging. Liz will be our first session chair. And then, taking this in view, please plan your getting up, shopping, coffee, beer breaks, whatever accordingly. So the start of the session is as it is announced. What is happening in between can be a little bit, I wouldn't say random, but fuzzified or whatever. So then for the presenters, please contact your session chair and the technician in the break before your session. We will either upload your presentations or make sure that they are that your notebook can be correctly connected. And tell us in advance in case you need audio. The audio is fine, but we just need to know about it. Then for the lunches and refreshments, so lunches are happening here on the campus. There are some red arrows that would guide you through FIT labyrinth to the Starý Pivovar, or old brewery Menza. And one meal is a soup, main dish, and soft drink. And there should be some options for vegetarians. Then coffee breaks happening normal way, just outside of the lecture room. And if you need additional espresso or beer, just go to the opposite side of the road, the glass building downstairs. We have Cafe Ventana. They have really good coffee and really good beer. Okay, for social events, today we will have the welcome reception just after the last session is over. It's happening here. Well, I hope we will have still good luck with the weather, so happening mostly outside of this complex. And on Wednesday afternoon and night, we'll have this Odyssey social event. This is the wine tasting in South Moravia, in Šatov, one of the wine villages. Actually, after the end of the last session on Wednesday, there will be buses going there. There will be one bus going straight to Šatov and another bus stopping at Hotel Continental for people that would like to put their notebooks in their hotel rooms. And there is more information about it in the abstract book that you got in your conference materials. Then Wi-Fi. Oh, this is an error. It should not be NIST, but Odyssey. I'm sorry. The login is Odyssey and password is Brno. And more practical information included including some beer instructions in the abstract book. So, this is the end. Thanks everyone for coming and enjoy the conference. Thank you. So this is a quick technical pause, just to let Michael prepare, and we will continue with the first invited talk.